Chapter 4. London. The first few weeks in London were busy for the family. They had to unpack and organise the house. Paloma's new house was in a nice area of North London. It was a pretty area with lots of shops and parks. London was very busy, and there were lots of tourists in the capital that summer. Rex was very happy with his new home in England. There was lots of open space in London, and he could run freely in the local park. It was a dog's dream. He made lots of friends, but his best friend was Dotty, the friendly Dalmatian that lived next door. Rex was not suffering from culture shock, that was clear. He was adapting to England quicker than the Santos family were. Paloma was trying hard to be less selfish and more positive towards her family. After her conversation with Marta, she was conscious of the tension between her parents. Things were different between the two sisters now. She talked to her sister more often, which was really nice. Paloma even tried to be more patient with David and to pay no attention to his stupid sense of humour. She tried to be tolerant of his conversations about dogs and his dog imitations at dinner time. Paloma had only spoken to Eva twice since they'd arrived in England. Both times she had thought that Eva sounded very distant. On the phone, Eva told Paloma she didn't have to be such a goody-goody, and she mustn't be afraid to express her discontent. But Eva didn't know her parents' situation, and Paloma didn't want to tell her about it. The night before school started, her dad came into her bedroom and closed the door behind him. He smelled of whiskey. He'd been drinking more often recently. He thanked Paloma for being so mature and accepting their new life so well. This made Paloma feel very guilty. Her father was upset, and Paloma thought he'd been crying. He tried to explain why he had brought them to London. "I was going to lose my job in the company," he explained. "But my good English saved me. They offered me a new job here in England, and I accepted it immediately." Dad then explained that Mum hadn't wanted to leave Spain. She had been offered a promotion in the school where she taught and couldn't accept it. This was a big sacrifice for her to make. Paloma hadn't known that. "If I don't succeed here in London, your mum might leave me and go back to Spain," Dad said sadly. "She can't work here because her English isn't good." So it was true. Mum might leave him. Paloma was very shocked and didn't know what to say. It was terrible that her father had been crying. He really couldn't solve his problems. Life was much more complicated than when she was a kid. Paloma hated being a young adult. After her father left the room, Paloma sat on her bed, thinking about her parents' situation. If her parents got divorced, where would she live? Who would she live with? Would her mum really go back to Spain? She knew that she had to prepare for the next day. Her school bag was nearly empty, although she knew it would soon be full of books. Her school finished at 3:30, so she would probably have a lot of homework in the evenings. It was an international school, with students from all over the world and some English kids whose parents travelled a lot. Fortunately, she could study some subjects in Spanish, but most of her subjects were in English. "What will the other students at school think of me?" Paloma thought nervously. "Will they laugh at my English?" At least a technician was coming to install internet service on their computer, so she'd soon be able to send emails to Eva and Daniel and tell them about her new life. That would be good. Rex woke Paloma up early on Monday morning because he was barking so loudly. He wanted to go outside with his new friend Dotty. Paloma checked her watch and saw it was time to get up. She opened the kitchen door for Rex to go into the garden and went to get dressed for school. In the kitchen, Mum was listening carefully to the news, trying to understand the English. David was repeating some of the few words he understood, but Marta told him to be quiet, because she was trying to listen too. She had learnt a lot of English at school and was determined to improve quickly. Paloma could hardly understand a word of the news. English is so difficult, she thought. I'll never learn it. Where's Dad? Paloma asked. Is he coming down for breakfast? No, said Mum. He left the house early. It's just us. I'll drive you to school. Paloma was very nervous that first morning. She went with Marta and David to the secretary's office to meet the headmistress. Well, being early has its advantages, thought Paloma. At least the other students won't see me with my stupid little brother. The secretary was very nice to them, and she spoke a bit of Spanish. They had to wait for someone to come and take them to their classrooms. They waited for 10 minutes, but it seemed like 10 hours to Paloma, as David was checking his list of English words and imitating Rex and Dotty. At last, David's teacher came to take him to the classroom. He was very nice and friendly. Come on, David, he said. Let's go to your new classroom. You can meet the headmistress later. After a few minutes, a serious-looking lady came to meet Paloma and Marta. She was the headmistress, Mrs. Shockett. As she accompanied the girls to their classrooms, Paloma was imagining Eva's silly comments about her awful clothes and her old-fashioned shoes.